Welcome back inside the Sanford Coyote Sports Center as we get ready for an exhibition matchup between USD and South Dakota School of Mines in women's basketball. Had a chance to talk to USD head coach Kayla Carius a little bit earlier today in her office. Our conversation is brought to you by Bud Light, which proudly welcomes back South Dakota Coyote fans to the Sanford Coyote Sports Center this year. Bud Light is for the fans. Really excited to talk to Coach, and first thing I asked her was how excited she was to finally be going up against another team, to finally be playing a game on their home floor. This is what the Coyote head coach had to say.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. I think everybody loves October. Maybe the coaches more than the players, because you get to practice so much. And we love that because it's this big chunk of time without any games where you really get to get better every single day and focus on yourselves. And we had a few scrimmages built in there and had some good challenges against each other with our great practice squad. And that's been wonderful. But you always sort of get antsy. I remember the feeling too. When it gets to end of October, everybody starts to get antsy, like, okay, when are we going to play someone new? And we finally get that opportunity tonight.
Well, what has the mood been like in those practices? What, I mean, it's obviously a difficult task. You're a brand new coach, a brand new staff, and a lot of new players, new feel. What sort of environment have you been working to cultivate? What is the goal for the environment in those practices?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's really overlooked by a lot of people, because when you come in, you really are so focused as a coaching staff on implementing your system and getting them understand. A lot of times it's just different lingo, like different coaches use different words, but you're saying the same thing. And so figuring out those like really fine details, but I think you nailed it. I think you're always cultivating an environment of some kind, whether you realize it or not. And I've really learned that along the way in my coaching career, and figuring I've been a part of the teams that I've played on, even, and college. And when I went overseas, everybody has a culture to how you do things. And I know now the importance of it. And I really want to make sure that we have this environment where we're competing first and foremost, but also that we're learning and understanding. And I think when you do have a new coaching staff, you want to set the tone and have these really hard-nosed expectations right away. And I think it's important to do that so the players know where you stand. And at the same time, you have to be in teaching mode so often with a new team and with a new staff. And I want them to know, I want them to ask questions, because if they don't understand it and then we go to game time, then we're all going to be in trouble with it. So I really want to have this atmosphere of learning and growing every single day along with competing.
Talking to Kayla Carius, the head coach of the South Dakota Coyotes, as we get ready for USD against South Dakota Mines, an exhibition to kick off the season, so to speak, here. What maybe has surprised you about this group in the weeks that you've been dealing with them and the weeks in practices? What has stood out to you that maybe you didn't expect?
Well, that's a good question. I think I don't know that it was a surprise by any means, because I had the opportunity to be here on staff 6 years ago. It was my first year here. And so I know the culture that was already in place from years and years ago. This program has been so sturdy for so long. And I don't know that it's any surprise to me, but I it's refreshing, I guess I would say, after being away and being a part of some different programs for a few years. It's refreshing to come back to a group who they may not know every single thing, and they may not have all the experience that all these teams we're going to play against have. Likely they won't, by the way, with losing 84% of our scoring. However, it's refreshing to see how they compete. It's refreshing to see how they come ready every day, and how you don't have to ask them to work hard, and how communication is built into our culture. I think those are the things that I love and was maybe not surprised by, but just refreshed by, and feel so good about this group. I just love this team, and I think they have so many intangibles to them that are going to help us win games.
Where do you think, I know it's still early to kind of be asking this question, but where do you think the leadership is coming from on this team right now? Like you said, you know, you're losing some players that led last year's group.
Yeah.
How is that shaping up from what you can see?
Yeah, well, that's very different, as you can imagine, too, with losing all five starters, losing a lot of the leadership, meaning the three leading scorers from last year. It's really, whose time is it? And, of course, I think the no-brainer go-to player, I think a lot of people at least know about right now, is Grace Larkins. Now she's only a sophomore. And so you're putting a lot on her plate to not only be the go-to player, but also pull an entire team along with her. And it's also based on personality a little bit. You have to know your players and who's capable of what. Some people, leadership comes really natural to them, and some people it doesn't. And so figuring out what can we pull from it? I think right now we have a leadership group, honestly, and we're pulling the best pieces of their personalities out, and they're each leading in their own different ways. And it's something we've been talking quite a bit about, and I've been pushing messages onto them too. Like, they are all leaders really in their own way, but there's a small group of them really that at different times we're going to look to them to do different things. So it's also one of those to continue kind of a stay tuned atmosphere to it, because we haven't played games yet, so we also have to figure that out as we go.
And this will be the first game, as we talked to head coach Kayla Karius of the South Dakota Coyotes here in Vermilion. You did have the chance to take the floor in Greece a little bit early. I mean, I know that was an unforgettable experience for your team. How does that – it seems like, you know, obviously you can only take that foreign trip every so often because of NCAA rules. It seemed like it came at a perfect time for this group with all the new people getting a chance to gel. What were your memories from that trip?
Yeah, what an incredible trip. We had, like you said, the opportunity to go on our foreign tour to Greece. We went in August, and the first 10 days or so of August, and wow, it was incredible timing. So like you said, our coaching staff, all brand new. Our team looks very new, 9 returners and 5 newcomers. So that is a good chunk of them are new. We've also had some of our support positions turn over as well. So to really get a lot more time with a new athletic trainer and a new strength coach and, again, new coaching staff, so much of what we do is built off of relationships. And I really believe that when you get into games like in the middle of the season and it's time to really challenge people and really force them to change or to get better, you have to have the relationship there and the trust built in where they believe you have their best interest in heart. And that doesn't just happen. That's not the snap of a finger. And so the time, really, that we spent together on that trip helped with the foundation of that. So memories-wise, wow. I mean, where do you even start? So like you said, we got to play 3 games there. That was really fun because it was some Greek club teams. They sort of pieced together for us. Who cares? It was just a great chance to go and take the floor against somebody else. We played FIBA rules, so 24-second shot clock. It really helped us get in the mode of playing faster and having tempo. Super fun to just learn basketball at a different part of the world, right, and hopefully expand our players' experiences and even piqued some of their interest in potentially playing overseas one day. So all of that, amazing. And then you set that aside and look at from taking a day trip to Santorini and then going to a black sand beach and then the girls jet skiing in the Mediterranean and just getting out in the water always. You know, we had perfect weather. We were in Athens for a few days. We flew to Crete, an island, and to stand in front of the Parthenon with how old it is and look around you, like, I don't think that's a memory those kids will ever forget, not only seeing it, but knowing who they were with. And to them, I think that's something that they'll carry with them the rest of their lives.
Well, there's so much that you take from that. There's so many intangible things that you can get from an experience like that. Did you try out a jet ski yourself, or did you leave that to the players?
I didn't. You know, I'm not sure why. I actually do love that. Part of me was reminding myself, it's the Mediterranean Sea. So there's kind of everything out there. So I just left it to them, and I watched from ashore, hoping that everybody was going to stay on the jet ski and beware of sharks.
Yes. Well, I know that was a lot of the players' favorite memories from that trip. When you asked them, the jet skis come up a lot. Yeah. Talking to Kayla Karius ahead of USD's exhibition game against South Dakota Mines here in women's basketball from Vermilion. Do want to ask about the health of this team and how things have developed over the course of the lead up to this game. What can you tell us about who's available, who's not available, what things are looking like for today?
Yeah, well, as most of our Coyote fans know, we had one of our players, key player last year, go down with knee injury late in the season, Natalie Mazurek. She is progressing really nicely, and it is great to have her back on the floor at practice doing some things. And so that is great for her. We're just continuing to monitor her status. And then we had another player go down this summer. So one of our seniors, Allison Poplowski, has torn her ACL and will look to continue to rehab that and hopefully be back as soon as possible, but don't know a timeline really for that. And then really there's another player that we're sort of monitoring, and we can't really say specifics on it yet, but one of our freshmen. So everybody else is back out there and healthy, and as you know, that is really, it's the name of the game, is really taking care of your bodies and getting out there and being available to get on the floor. So hopefully, you know, our plan is to really play a lot of players, and hopefully we get everybody just a little bit of experience on our home floor tonight, and we'll go from there.
And obviously losing Allison Poplawski is a tough one on the court, but she'll be helping the team in other ways from the bench, as you were talking about. I know she's been vocal in practice, but how does that affect your outlook, you know, for tonight specifically and for the season ahead?
Yeah, well, for, we call her Pep, Allison. It's funny to hear, hear you say that.
I feel like on first reference, you've got to say that full
right, name. Right. She's Pep to us. Pep is, you know, just another experienced kid that we would have had out on the floor. So it sort of falls in line with the theme, I guess. But I've challenged her, and I know she does a great job of staying really engaged at practice and giving us a really good insight into how things have been done, how we're changing things, how this team operates. She's somebody that is a little bit of a mother hen, so she's got a good feel for a lot of people and pulls people together. And certainly with some of the things that issues that have been going on, she's been a great sounding board for some people with their injuries and things like that. So, once again, just another experienced kid that we're going to rely on to be a bench, you know, coach, a player coach, rather than out on the floor.
Talking to Kayla Carias, the head coach of USD women's basketball, and you've got a game to coach in a little bit, so we'll get you out of here in a second. But who are you looking forward to watch tonight? I know you mentioned Grace Larkin. She's the all-conference honoree.
Yeah.
But who else should fans have in mind when they're tuning in? What are you excited to see on the floor?
Well, that's honestly, it's a hard question because I'm excited to see all of them. Honestly, I think I just love this team, and I think that our fans are going to too. So obviously with our returners, I think fans know very well Macy Giebert, Janaya Yugovsky. They saw flashes of Morgan Hansen last year. Alexi Hempe, you know, that's a player that's been in and out based off of injuries, but is back on the floor and healthy. And so I think that's another good one that people can look out for. Certainly Macy and Janaya are going to be such leaders for us this year in their own ways. So that'll be really fun to see. And then you have a couple of kids who really haven't had a whole lot of time on the floor that we, you know, sort of are shining a spotlight on now. So redshirt freshman Carly Duffney and Cassidy Carson, along with Grace Larkins, like we talked about, they all came in the same class together. Those are our returners that I think will be fun to see. And then we add five newcomers. So two freshmen, Joy Bergstrom, Walker Demers, and then three transfers we picked up this spring. So we have Nicole Avila Ambrosi, a transfer from Cal Baptist. I think she's going to be a fun one to watch for sure. Sophie Hayden, I'm looking forward to her getting some time here early in the season. So she's a long, long 6'2 kid, gives us some versatility. And then Madison Grange, I think that's a name that you're going to see a lot of fans with their roster cards out here trying to figure out who these kids are the first couple weeks. That's one that's going to stick out early, and people are going to know her pretty quickly, I think. So we're excited to see what she can do. She's a grad transfer from Utah Valley. So there's some experience there that we were able to bring in from the portal that should help our younger players just have some sense of calmness and some sense of stability when you look in late game and things like that. So great group. I mean, 14 players that we just feel like are poised to do great things, and again have all these intangibles to go make it a great year.
And we can't wait to see him on the floor tonight. Kayla Carias is the head coach of USD women's basketball. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. Go Yotes.
And we'll be back with starting lineups and tip off in just a moment. This is South Dakota Coyote basketball from Learfield.